ఓం శాంతి, వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్. సో వీ హ్యావ్ అ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ టాపిక్ ఫర్ దిస్ సెషన్, రీవైర్ బ్రెయిన్ అండ్ రీఇన్వెంట్ యువర్ లైఫ్. సో అండ్ టు డిస్కస్ అబౌట్ బ్రెయిన్ వీ హ్యావ్ అ కార్డియాలజిస్ట్, బట్ విత్ హిస్ ఓన్ పర్సనల్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ఆఫ్ హౌ ప్రోగ్రామింగ్ యువర్ బ్రెయిన్ can change your life, I'm sure along with the insights what he share, his own personal experiences are going to give you goosebumps. And before we begin with this session and I actually introduce our next faculty, let's do a quick activity. I want all of you to keep your right hand on top of your head. Don't touch it, just keep above your right head. I'll give you a few statements, okay? And whichever statement you want to be true in your life, just touch your hand and touch your head and say tathastu. Okay, let's do a demo. Tathastu. You have to speak loudly, okay, and gently. Don't shout loudly but gently. So whichever statement you want to be true for your life, just touch your head and just don't say tathastu, feel as if you're blessing yourself with it, okay? And for those statements you do not want to be true for your life, just lift your hand up, okay? For the statements you want to be true, just touch your head and say tathastu, feel it. And the statements you don't want to be true for your life, just lift your hand up, okay? This day is beautiful. I am at my best. హాయ్ రే మేరీ కిస్మత్, ఎవ్రీబడి లవ్స్ మీ, మేరే సాథ్ హీ ఐసా క్యూ హోతా హై, యే దునియా బహుత్ ఖూబ్సూరత్ హై, సబ్ కిత్నే స్వార్థీ హై. ఓకే, సో యూ గెట్ ద పాయింట్. సీ, ఐ డోంట్ టెల్ యూ కౌన్ సీ స్టేట్మెంట్ పే తథాస్తు కర్నా యా నహీ కర్నా, ఆప్నే ఖుద్ డిసైడ్ కియా ఔర్ సబ్నే డిసైడ్ కియా. Iska matlab we all know intrinsically what is good for me. Now it's just not a statement, but actually when you feel it and when you mentally say tathastu for anything, which means you accept it, it actually becomes your life, it becomes your day, and each day becomes your life. So this is the secret that meditation unfolds. And for this, I would like to now introduce our next speaker on stage, Dr. Mohit Gupta. Please welcome him with a round of applause. He's joined us from Delhi. He is the professor of cardiology at the G.V. Pant Hospital, Delhi, also the medical superintendent of cardiac sciences. He is the secretary of the Delhi branch of the Cardiological Society of India and the chairman of the Delhi Intervention Council. He is also the cardiologist at the Parliament House NXC for the Honorable Members of Parliament of India. And in his whole educational and medical career, he has got 18 gold medals and 5 silver medals. So he deserves a big clap for that. Doctor banne mein itni padhai hoti hai, and in that he has got so much, and he has got a lot of awards and accolades. So it's a long list, so it will take his time from the session. So without much ado, I would request Brother Mohit Gupta, who is a meditation practitioner since his childhood, and he comes from a family of doctors. So with his own experiences, I would like him to please walk us through this session, Rewire Brain and Reinvent Life.
Om Shanti and good morning. It's always a pleasure to be back at God's home. I remember coming to Abu first time when I was 2 years old. And that was a time, you know, not many people would be traveling to this place. And it's been a journey of more than 40 years now. In a journey of fulfillment and enlightenment. So today is a magical day. And I've never seen such a beautiful day before. And we are going to make it more magical by our own power. What I'm going to talk to you is something that is pure a beautiful amalgamation of science and spirituality that's going to give you deeper insights of what we are learning and practicing here. That's going to give you more beautiful, clear vision about how your thoughts can create your reality. But let me take a small check before we go. And this is the usual thing that happens, that how our brains are rewired. And I'm going to put forth a very simple question to you. And I'm going to give you three choices for that question. And you have to pick up one. And each one of you have to do that. Okay? And if you have a fourth choice, you can let me know. The question is very simple. And the question goes like this, that why do we work in our life? My first answer is, out of the three choices, I work in our life for money. That is important. The second one is, I work in my life for happiness. And the third one is, I work in my life both for money and happiness. Now you have to pick only one out of them. If you have a fourth answer, you can let me know. So in this hall, everyone has to participate. Who all are people who choose to work for money? Important. Money ke bina bhai kuch kaam nahi hoga, gaadi nahi milega, khana nahi milega. Any takers for that? You can honestly raise your hand. 1, 2, probably around about 15, 20 of them. That's perfect. Very fine. How many of us choose to work for happiness? Please raise your hands. Okay, around about 50 of them. I'm going to be rich. In sabka bank balance mere account mein transfer kar do bhaiya. Very important. You are allowed to switch on your answers. Kar sakte ho. How many of us choose to work both for money and happiness? Please raise your hands. Okay, everybody is going to do that. See how our brains are rewired. That's the problem. The wiring of our brain is such a big problem today. And this question is a reflection of that. What did I tell you? I told you that I'm going to give you three choices for a question. And you have to pick up one. And if you have a fourth answer, you can let me know. Yes or no? Yes. Now tell me, should we work in our life for happiness or should we work in our life with happiness? Louder, please. Louder, please. With happiness. That's the problem. The programming today of our mind is that we are programmed to chase happiness in our life. And in that never-ending endeavor to chase happiness, we often forget to create happiness in whatever we are doing. And this is what happened with me. This is what I was doing when I was chasing happiness, becoming a medical doctor, becoming a specialist, becoming a super specialist. I could attract my success naturally. And then came one day that changed my life forever. How would you feel if you know that the doctor who is speaking to you does not have right side of the brain? It has been taken out. The whole right brain, the parietal lobe has been taken out. How would you feel if you know that the person who is speaking to you has lost his 80% of the hearing and has difficulty in hearing even at this time, working with only 20% for last 22 years? And how would you feel if you know that the person who is speaking to you has 4 screws grilled in his spine? He has difficulty in walking and standing even at this particular moment, but still he starts his day every day at 3:30 a.m. in the morning, operating more than 40 cases, traveling globally, sleeping for 5 hours for last 25 years. And that's the power of one thought. That's the power of manifestation. That's the power of rewiring my brain. That is what I'm going to unravel in front of you. This power is not unique to one particular person. This power is unique to a mindset that we create. And we are gifted with beautiful mindset, my dear friends. So today, I'm going to share my own story. Story of hope, of belief, of transformation, and of pure science. I also started my journey like you. Like a young, small kid. With lot of love, lot of joy and lot of happiness. But as usual, as everyone is, I was also programmed to chase success in my life. And I chased it very well. I did very well in my Delhi University with all the gold medals which we were hearing. Very fine. I became a doctor and then somebody told me, "Are tu doctor ban gaya, what are you going to specialize in?" And I started running again in 1999. I became a specialist. I became MD Medicine. I was very happy. I flew to America, joined John Hopkins, doing gastroenterology there. Everything was going on perfect and pristine the way it should be. I came back to India, not very much happy. I wanted to be with my parents. Came back in 2001, cleared my cardiology and became one of the youngest cardiologists. I could attract success naturally. There was never a problem. Whether it was money, whether it was spirituality, whether it was pride, power, everything was there with me. And then came one day that completely changed my life. And that was the day of 20th March 2003. I came home after operating for 1.5 days. Lot of work. It's one of the busiest centers. We operate typically 100 cases in a single day. 5:30 p.m. in the evening, I was having bursting headache. I came back and I told my mother, "Bahut thaka hua, I would like to sleep." She said, "Have something." I said, "No, I don't want to have anything. I would like to sleep." I slept for an hour. I got up after almost 1.5 hours. She handed a cup of ice cream. And you know, within 30 seconds of holding that cup, that cup fell from my hand and I collapsed on the floor of my house. I was throwing massive seizures. The whole world came collapsing in front of me. Suddenly the cardiology, suddenly everything that I had didn't mean anything to me. They rushed me to the hospital. The whole night doctors were working on me, and next day when I came out in the ICU, I was resuscitated the whole night. My right brain showed a large lesion in the right side of the brain. Look at this, the large lesion. I was diagnosed with multi-drug resistant tuberculosis. 19 drugs available at that time. I was resistant to 18 of them. Imagine. It was like a fight of a David and a Goliath. An accomplished doctor, an achiever, everything, and also a spiritualist. And suddenly that money, that position, that power didn't mean anything to me. I was fighting for my life. I could see my death to closest. 19 drugs. My day started with 16 tablets. Can you believe it? The most toxic tablets. They were affecting my liver. I was sensitive only to amikacin, the toxic injection, and every day anesthetist would come and he would inject the injections in my hip. And when my hips got completely sore, he chose my hand and 150 injections, 1 millimeter every day. That was the therapy that I was getting. Lot of pain. But let me tell you honestly, in that journey of so much pain, not a single day, not a single moment, I allowed myself to experience sorrow in my life. Dard hota tha, lekin dukh kabhi bhi apne jeevan man mein mehsoos nahi kiya. I knew that I have to come out of this disease. I knew the only way I can come out of this disease is by rewiring my brain, by growing bigger than the disease. That day, when I was lying in the ICU, multiple things were coming. Such was the headache that I felt sometimes I would take a knife and cut my brain into half and take out the right portion. Injections going on the one side. I was sending so many toxic chemicals outside. Such a difficult life, I can't tell you at that time. But in that pain, there was hope. In that pain, there was sense of satisfaction that this is coming back as a karma to me and I have to come back and come out of it. So many questions, millions and millions of thoughts firing in my mind. I was thinking, Mohit, hua kya teri life mein? What has happened in your life? I knew I landed myself in a pandemic of personal mismanagement. Dekho apni life ko is samay. Learning, knowing everything, inspect your life, introspect in your own mindset, where is the balance in my life? I knew somewhere, somehow, I had lost balance in my life. Every day I was running. Right from the morning till the evening, I was working, working, working. That feeling of being an achiever, an accomplished cardiologist was driving my ego, was fueling my ego. Despite practicing spirituality, that sense of achievement, that sense of driving, that craziness was there in my mind. And that day, I deleted one word from my life forever. I knew I have to bring out a change. Old ways are not going to open new doors. And that is the day I chose to delete one beautiful word. We all practice and use these lines in our life, more viral than virus. Every day we are practicing and saying, I am busy and I don't have time. Jaldi karo, jaldi karo, time nahi hai, time nahi hai. And that is the day, sitting and lying down in the ICU, I deleted this word called busy in my life. I chose, I programmed, I wired my mind, I taught my mind ki Mohit, aaj ke baad you are not busy in your life, but you are be easy in your life. Bol ke dekhna, bahut anand aayega. Mere saath saath sabhi bolo, aaj ke baad
we are
not busy in our life, but take a deep breath. Be easy in my life. Comfortable and relaxed. For last 22 years, the schedules running and driving, people say, Dr. Mohit, how do you manage time? I say, I don't manage time. I only manage my mind, but I've never allowed anybody to call me as a busy cardiologist. Always easy cardiologist and an easy person in my life. That is the day I programmed my mind and completely try to declutter my mind, coming out of that rat race. Because if you are running in a rat race and you win, you are still a rat. I knew that I have to come out of it. And I consciously chose to design and redesign and reinvent my life, my dear friends. So today, in the most magical journey, I'm going to unravel the most amazing power that you guys are gifted with. This is the journey of hope, of belief, and of transformation. Let us start the most revealing journey of your life. What you're going to hear today is completely backed by science, the experiments that have been conducted globally, and the phenomenal experiments on genomics, on artificial intelligence that we have been conducting using Raj Yoga meditation, that are reversing the aging, that are designing the life of millions and millions of people like you. So typical human brain in a single day would generate somewhere around about 50 to 70,000 thoughts. This is what National Science Foundation of Stanford University it says. So ek din ke andar we have 50 to 70,000 thoughts, but unfortunately 90 to 95% of our thoughts are waste, are negative, and are purposeless thoughts. So imagine if only 5% of our thoughts are creating our destiny, we are practically not harnessing and using our mind power. Why this is important? Because every thought that you are creating is going to give you a behavior. If you are creating a positive thought, you have a good mood, you feel very good, and those cycle is re-triggering your wonderful thoughts again and again and again. Jis din mera mood achha hoga, ya thoughts achhe honge, man ko bahut achhi cheez lagegi, us din meri behavior bhi powerful hoga, and if I have a wonderful behavior, my feelings will be very positive, and everything in the world is going on spick and span. And that is why it is important for us to understand that everything that is happening outside is completely a consequence of what we are thinking. But this can only manifest if we really understand that thoughts are not contained within our brain. So how do we prove that? The studies of magnetoencephalogram, look at this fantastic MRI machine. Without touching your brain, it can actually map your brain pattern and design what is the quality of thoughts that you are generating. This is amazing. And this shows that without touching our brain, if it can be mapped, that means our thoughts are not contained within our brain. They are coming outside. And if they are coming outside, they are radiating outside. Where are they acting? Our thoughts are affecting our genes and body. Our thoughts are also affecting our relations. And our thoughts are also affecting our food, our atmosphere, our water. In fact, everything that we dream of in our life, every single aspect is affected by thoughts. So what does logic say? It says that if we rewire, if we reprogram, if we change our thoughts, we can practically start manifesting positivity in our body, in our genes. We can reprogram our relations, and we can completely change the energy of food, water, and atmosphere. Isn't that logical? Yes, it is. So what I'm going to show to you today is that how our thoughts are affecting our genes and body, and completely by changing our thoughts, you can actually switch on and switch off the positive and the negative genes of your choice. Isn't that a magical life?
If you want a happy gene to express in your life, and just like a bedroom switch, you go into your mind and switch on the happy gene, switch off the negative gene or the disease gene, this is what is called manifestation in our life. And this is what I'm going to not just show you, but prove in front of you that how this is working in our life. Can thoughts reprogram our genes? Or what we are getting from our mom and dad, that is only our potential. If our family tree is full of heart attack, if our family tree, somebody is having a cancer, is it really necessary or is it logical that I should also be manifesting? And if the answer is yes, then there is a reason to worry. But do I have a power? Do you have a power? Just imagine that I don't want my body to express this disease. Come on, switch it off. This is magical. I don't want diabetes or hypertension to be expressed in my body. I go into my brain, I program it using epigenetics. I ask that gene not to express and it stops expressing. This is magical, and this is what epigenetics showed us. Dr. Dean Ornish, phenomenal and fantastic experiments conducted by him way early, 15-20 years back. He took patients of prostate cancer. Look at me what he did. 30 patients of prostate cancer who were not ready for the treatment, what he did was very simple. He just taught them good lifestyle, stress management techniques and meditation for 3 months. That is what he did. He said, if you don't want to get operated, no problem, but lead a good lifestyle, think positively and meditate for 30 minutes every day for 3 months. What happened was something that changed our belief and neuroscientifical practice. What happened was, within 3 months, what he observed, the cancer-causing gene of these patients ran it down-regulated. It stopped expressing. And not only that, the positive genes, the protein-building genes of the body, just by positive thinking and a great lifestyle, it started expressing very significantly. And to his surprise, in these 3 months, expression of 500 genes in the body, it completely changed. And what he saw was, by a good lifestyle, all the cancer-causing genes were down-regulated. Imagine. Imagine the power of a great lifestyle of positive thinking. Merely by thinking positively, what happened was, brain was such beautifully rewired, it stopped expressing all the cancer-causing genes. This was exciting. This was really good. And this is where we started conducting experiments in our own hospital. And this, there came the second story of my life. It was 2018. I was practicing as usual as we were carrying out, and it was a day of Saturday, 9:30 p.m. in the night, and suddenly at around about 9:30, I had a 22-year-old young guy. I still remember that young guy who was brought in my cath lab with a massive cardiac arrest, and he was being resuscitated. He had a flatline ECG, pulse and BP was unrecordable, and I was asked, Dr. Gupta, you have to operate this. Maine kaha, yaar, kuch bacha hi nahi hai, what are we going to operate? He's gone. Said, please give it your best try. We put him on a ventilator. We put him on an artificial pacing system, took him into the cath lab. And for 1.5 hours, we angiographed him. All three arteries were clogged. I cleaned all the three arteries. And after 1.5 hours, I could attain a blood pressure of 40 to 60 millimeters of mercury. I knew, my mind knew, it's very difficult for him to make up. Very difficult. Still on artificial pacing, nothing coming up, but body was generating only blood pressure of 40 to 60 millimeters. With little hope, my heart was saying he might just make it. He's a young guy. And I shifted him to the ICU with less hope. Next day when I went for rounds, you would be surprised that young boy was sitting in the bed, very alert, completely conscious. ECG had normalized. Blood pressure was completely stabilized. His relatives were happy. Students were happy. My sisters were happy, and so was I. This guy really made it. But that day I was really disturbed. Something was bothering me. In that moment of joy and celebration, one thought that was really pricking me was that why this 22-year-old young boy had a heart attack. He was non-diabetic, non-smoker, no family history. His lipids were normal. Everything was pristine. Everything was normal. No risk factors. I said, yaar, ye 22 saal ke ladke ko heart attack kyun ho gaya? I must talk to him. married for 2 years, had a 4-month-old daughter. I went to his parents and said, call his wife, I want to speak to her. And they took me to outside the ICU and said, Dr. Gupta, jo baat karna hai, humse kar lijiye. Maine kaha, why? They said his wife won't come because they are on the verge of divorce. They filed for divorce 1 month later. They are going to separate from each other. Aapas mein banti nahi hai, and I was shocked. Standing in the ICU, seeing that young boy fighting for his life, coming out, his life was saved. I really was wondering what has happened in their life. I requested with folded hands to that old gentleman, ki uski wife ko phone karo and tell, Dr. Gupta really wants to talk to you. Please come for half an hour. They reluctantly called. She came with that angelic, lovely 4-month daughter, and I asked everyone to leave the ICU and made them sit in the ICU, extubated the young boy, aur unki life se maine, unse maine poocha, tumhari life mein chal kya raha hai? And listen to me what they said, aapka dimag ke jale saaf ho jayenge. I asked him, what is the problem? He said, sir, we earn a 6-digit salary. I drive a Mercedes. We have a 4-bedroom plush apartment in Gurgaon. There is no problem at all in our life. But for last 2 years, we have never connected with each other. We never had time to sit with each other. We never had time to understand the emotions of each other. Everything materialistic you think of, that thing is present in our home. But that connect, that emotional feelings for each other, that relationship development was not there in our life. I didn't counsel them. They said, we want to separate from each other. I said, perfect. Go ahead with your decisions. But mere kehne se ek kaam karoge ek mahine ke liye? Unhone ka zarur karenge. I said, first thing, because I am saying that just do one thing for me, for 1 month, just sit together for 30 minutes every day and have a dinner together. Have a e-free dinner together. No mobile phone, no television, no internet, nothing. Just sit together, have a dinner, connect with each other, argue with each other, understand the feelings of each other, just appreciate each other. Keval aadhe ghante ke liye baithkar saath khana roz khao. They looked at each other and said, okay sir, hum pakka karenge. And the second thing I said to the young girl, I said, tere husband ko main 2 din baad discharge kar dunga. But I will see him in OPD only on one condition. She said, what is that condition? I said, only if you hold his hand and bring to my OPD for next 1 month. She said, nahi sir. I said, only for 1 month, only 4 visits, that is what I am requesting you. She said, sir, aap keh rahe hain, toh main kar dungi. I discharged that young boy 2 days later. They started coming to my OPD. 1900 patients is what we have in a single OPD. We don't have even time to look up. And I always used to look at them smiling. They used to come smilingly holding hands of each other. Ki Dr. Mohit dekh rahe honge ki main puri baat kar rahi hu nahi kar rahi hu. That one first week changed into 2 weeks. 2 weeks changed into 3 weeks and 3 into 4 weeks. 4 weeks into 4 months and 4 months into 4 years. Their 4-month-old daughter grew into a 4-year-old daughter. They still come to my OPD and my dear friends, they have withdrawn their divorce papers. And that is the day I understood the true essence of healing and spirituality. As a doctor, I knew I am doing procedures perfectly. But I never even imagined that how much power we are gifted about. This is not about doctors. This is a story of our own homes. That we forget to connect with each other. Changing our mindset, rewiring our brain can completely change our life. And that is the day we started conducting phenomenal experiments that you must look. What I did was, I collected 150 patients of young heart attack. 150 patients. No risk factors, age between 18 to 35 years. And I did very simple experiments, very beautiful experiments. I estimated their stress using validated questionnaires. Such validated questionnaires that even if they answer, they cannot hide what is the level of stress, it will automatically depict. And I withdrew their blood samples, and withdrawing their blood samples, I measured the telomere length. What it tells us is the genetic age or the biologic age of the individual. And I'll explain you how simply it works. Like physically, I'm age 51, somebody would be 60, 70 or 30 or 20. This is our body age. But how our health is expressing is completely dependent, not our body health, but it is dependent on the age or the biologic age of our genes and the DNA. And that is what is estimated by the telomere length. So simple thought was, let me estimate what is the health of their genes or what is the condition of their genes. What were the results? You must see. And when I saw, you know, it was surprising that these children, these 18 to 35 years old guys, had a bodily age of 18 to 30 years, but look at this red graph, they had a biologic age of 60 to 95 years old gentlemen. Why? Look at this. The healthy telomere length was completely getting attrited and it was deteriorating and their negative genes were fast expressing. I was shocked. I was saying, this is what in this 18 year or 30 years costume is the genetic makeup of a 60 to 95 years. And when I further said why this is happening, look at this. This is published paper in the white paper in the Index Journal. What I saw was 91% of them had moderate to severe level of psychosocial stress, lack of love, anger, lack of happiness, lack of gratitude in their life. Look, these were the experiments that were conducted in a top tertiary care center. And I said, koi baat nahi yaar, stress to sabko hota hai. Usme kya badi baat hai? It is so natural. When we further analyze, to our surprise, look at this, how these are happening. The emotions that you are generating, the thoughts that you are creating, if the thoughts are of anger, lack of purpose, lack of love, if the life is governed by our ego, if the life is driven by our stress, lack of exercise, all these factors are leading to decrease in telomerase enzyme and decrease in your telomere on the genetic length. That is why aging, depression, anxiety, cancers, heart attack, they are an epidemic now. Kyun ho raha hai, doctor sahab? Every day I get invites from news channels. Sir, kyun ho raha hai? Kyun ho raha hai? Look at the answer. We are responsible. The kind of thoughts that we are creating, the way we have wired our brain, the way we have programmed our brain, bhagna hai, chase karna hai, ego is necessary, anger is necessary, hurt is necessary, we have to just keep on driving ourselves, it is destroying our own telomere length. The good news is, if we choose to wire our brain with love, with happiness, with gratitude, with a good exercise and a lifestyle, our telomerase enzyme increases and the telomere length completely increases. This makes our genes healthy. The good news is, this is reversible, my dear friends. That is what I want to highlight in front of you. It's all about perspective. The way you are seeing the things. When you change the way you look at things, things you look at change. When you change the way you look at people, people you look at change, you look at, they change. When you change the way you look at situations, situations you look at change. It's all about creating a powerful mindset. Dr. Robert Waldinger, the world famous neuroscientist, the longest ever conducted study in human history, which is called the Grant and Glueck study, the Harvard second generation study, or what we call it as a happiness study, followed up 75 years, 700 individuals in the Boston University, Massachusetts. 75 years when they were followed up, every single incident of their life was measured, their power, their success, their achievements, the negative and the positive aspects of their life. And when this was analyzed over 75 years, you know, there was only and only one secret to fulfilling and happy life. And what was that? That was not the money, not the position and the power. It was only and only good relations in our life. My dear friends, that's the essence. Spirituality is about nurturing your own mind. It's about reprogramming and redesigning your own mindset. Today, science has gone beyond and proven beyond doubt that by changing your thoughts, you can rewire your brain and you can completely control the expression of your genes. You can design your own health by changing your thoughts. This is where we are using Raj Yoga meditation today in our own experimental labs. We are using artificial intelligence to take special ECGs. We are counseling people with meditation for only 13 to 15 minutes, only 15 minutes, and we are reversing their aging by documenting the increase in telomere length and by actually and clinically documenting the happiness
and the joy index that they are creating in their life. This is where, and we thought that meditation is only about thinking about your own self. No, the expression of that spirituality is truly about reprogramming your own DNA. So that is why Times Magazine showed that why your DNA isn't your destiny, because the new science of epigenetic, beyond doubt, it proves that the choices that you are making can completely change your genes, my dear friend. That is the power that we are gifted with. You would say, okay, Dr. Gupta, genes is good, but we don't see our genes. I can see my body. Can my thoughts also affect my body? Is it possible some way that what I am thinking is manifesting on my body? It is logically being manifested and created on my body? The answer is big yes. Let me show you a couple of experiments. And one was by Dr. Alvaro Pascal Leon, a famous Harvard neuroscientist. And he did very simple experiments. Look at me. What he did, you will be able to understand. He took a group of people like you, and what he did was very simple. He divided the group into two groups. The first group was taught to play piano, and the second group was also taught to play piano. The first group was made to sit in front of piano, and with your hands you were actually made to learn piano. But the way second group was taught was different. You guys were only showed images of a piano, videos of a piano, and you were allowed to mentally rehearse that you are actually, or visualize that you are playing a piano without actually playing it. So group 1 was actually playing it, and group 2 was only visualizing it. Clear? Yes or no? Very clear. And what he did was very simple. After 3 weeks of practice, he took MRI scans, brain scans of both the groups to see what happens to the brain area which is responsible for piano playing fingers. What is that area? What are the changes that are occurring? And what was really surprising was when scans were done, after 3 weeks of practice, mental practice resulted in similar reorganization of brain. Imagine, those people who were playing piano, their brains changed, and those people, you guys, who were not playing piano, but only visualizing in your brain that you are actually playing a piano, also bring out similar changes in your brain. And he showed that it is not just important to do, but more important to think positively. You can completely change the structure of your brain. You can rewire your brain as early as only 21 days. Typically 21 to 254 days, but within 21 days you can rewire your brain. And you know, this is what is called as neuroplasticity. Your brains can be rewired. Dr. Eric Kandel got Nobel Prize for it. And what did he show? He worked on snails and he showed nerve cells that fire together, they wire together. What you are doing repeatedly in your life, this is going to hardwire in your brain to give you a completely new program. आज हमारी लाइफ में यही तो होता है. ये व्यक्ति बहुत गुस्से वाला है. दिस व्यक्ति इज वेरी लविंग. दिस व्यक्ति इज वेरी गिविंग. ही हैज अ वेरी गुड नेचर. ही हैज अ बैड नेचर. व्हाई दिस इज हैपनिंग? हैव यू एवर वंडर्ड? इट इज वेरी सिंपल. व्हाई? बिकॉज दोज पीपल चूज टू वायर देयर ब्रेन लाइक दैट. एज सिंपल एज दैट. Within 17 seconds of you, what you are manifesting an emotion, positive or negative, it does not matter, a new neuron is created. And when you are completely repeating that particular exercise again and again for 5 cycles, your brain starts hardwiring, and within 21 days, it will give you a completely new program. Positive or negative, it's your own choice. Disease or health, it's your own choice. Happiness or anger, it's your own choice. What you are thinking, what you are creating inside, and doing it repeatedly, consistently, with belief, is going to hardwire your brain. And that is what happens in your own life. You have the power to create your own destiny. आज हमारी लाइफ में क्या होता है?
देन वेयर इज द चैलेंज? लोग ये कहेंगे पता नहीं मेरी लाइफ में तो सब कुछ खराब ही होता है. आई फील सक्सेस नेवर कम्स टू मी. ऑल दी प्रॉब्लम्स आर कमिंग टू मी. आई गेट ऑलवेज अ वेरी बैड बॉस. आई हैव डिफिकल्टी इन माई हेल्थ. आई हैव प्रॉब्लम्स विद माई हेल्थ. आई हैव हेल्थ इश्यूज. मेरे बच्चे पढ़ते नहीं है, मेरे बच्चे खाते नहीं है, मुझे लगता है मेरा शरीर बहुत खराब रहता है. एंड यू नो वेन यू आर कंसिस्टेंटली रिपीटिंग दीज थॉट्स, लुक एट योर वन डे, look at your 1 hour, the quality of thoughts that you are creating inside, your brain inside is saying nothing but it is saying tathastu, tathastu and tathastu. So be it. Whatever you think, it will put a stamp on it without any particular judgment. Why? Because when your belief is strong, you start manifesting it in your life. That is what I want to tell you, that today by your own thought process you can create magic in your life. I'll share a very beautiful story from my own life. It was 21st March 2013. I was a state level badminton player. I was playing badminton that early morning and suddenly I had a very severe injury in my spine. The pars interventricularis fractured and I developed a spondylolisthesis. I collapsed on the floor of the court. I was not able to get up. The pain was radiating down my leg. I was not able to move. Forget about an inch, not even a millimeter. That was the pain I was suffering. They dragged me to the home. My orthopedic and neurosurgeon friends put me in the bed and said, Mohit, bahut ho gaya, ab rest kar. You have to recover yourself. I said, no, please completely treat me, yaar. Fix my spine. I want to get back and play sports. I want to get back to my routine activities. They said no. Rest was the only cure and they made me lie down on my bed for 15-20 days. I could move a little bit. After 1 month I started moving. Every day I used to get up, I visualized that I am playing on the court. I could see that I am playing on the court, but pain was such severe I just used to drag myself. They didn't allow any surgery on me. I requested them, please make me fit. With my pain in my legs radiating, I used to operate my patients and this ordeal continued for almost 6 to 8 months. In January 2014, it was 18th January, I remember, it was a Saturday. I forced them, I got admitted in the hospital and said, please fix my spine, I don't want a life which is crippled, I want to be fit and fine. I visualize myself, I know that I'm going to be fine, I want to play badminton. And forcefully I asked them, I told them, operate my spine so that I am back. And you know, they did the surgery. And look at this picture. First day after my surgery, 20th January 2014. Look at the joy and happiness that I was having. I was thinking, oh my God, my spine operate ho gaya. Now I'll be able to play badminton. Lot of pain. I was not concerned about that. On second day, I got discharged. Nothing was bothering me. I could only see. I was programming my brain. I have to go back. I have to visualize. I will be perfectly fine. And you know, on day 3, I started walking without support. On day 5, I moved out of my home. I started taking a stroll in the garden. Physiotherapy was going on. Within 1 month, I joined my hospital. Without any pain, I started operating my patients. My therapy was continuing. I increased my walk. Within 3 months, I was able to walk for 4 kilometers. And 1 year later, when my physiotherapy was consistently going on, I was able to jog for 8 kilometers. And today, every day, I am able to jog for 32 kilometers without any problem, my dear friends. That's the power of belief and that's the power of thought that we can create. Rewiring your brain. This is my spine. Look at this. Even the pain is today, I allow nothing to bother me. That is what I want to tell. Have a purpose in your life. Tell your brain that spirituality is nothing. It's programming your thoughts. What is spirituality? It tells you by positive thoughts, by thoughts that are healing. परमात्मा की जो vibrations हैं, जो वो energy हैं, what are they doing? They are programming our soul, our mind to create positive thoughts and design your own life. Choosing the way you want to live. You are choosing the way. I choose my way. I choose my health. I don't allow. This is my home. You see, this is your body. Would you allow something which is bad, which is not worthy to come into your body? Of course not. I don't allow anything alien to come into my body. This is my own body. This is how my own mind, I choose what I want to decorate my thoughts with. And that is why my message is, life is going to give you a lot of problems, but don't spiral in these problems. Spirituality teaches you, it rewires your brain to learn to evolve out of those problems while spiraling. That is the power that each one of us is gifted with. My third story, and third story is the story of manifestation. How your thoughts are going to manifest in your life. It was 2001. When I left John Hopkins, I came back to India and I wanted to do cardiology at that time. I had only 5 months, only 5 seats in the country, in the institute I wanted to join, because I wanted to stay in Delhi. And people, my teachers, my seniors, nobody would actually, they were competing with me, and nobody practically got into cardiology in first attempt. I went to my mother. With 5 months left, I was working as a resident in AIMS at that time, and I had few hours to study. I said, it is very difficult for me to clear this exam. And she said, how many seats you have? I said, we have 5 seats. She said, how many seats do you want? I said, I want only one. She said, focus on one. That one seat is for you. I went back to my room. I wrote in front of me that this one seat is for me. I wrote it in my book of cardiology that this one seat is for me. And 19th July 2001, I started studying for cardiology while working with 5 months left. What happens when you manifest? You completely remove the uncertainty out of your life. 9th February 2002 was my exam. It was a 1 hour exam in Delhi with 5,000 specialists giving the exam. I came home after giving a 1 hour exam, 3 hours exam. And you know, when I was talking to my friends and seniors, not a single person discussed the paper with me. I told them that let us discuss what are the answers that you have written. I have vivid memories of them saying to me, Mohit, tu ghar ja, 6:30 baje terko hum log 100 questions with answers bhej denge so that you can give your paper better next year. Disheartened, disillusioned, I went back home, got a haircut, was listening to the music. I put my books aside because I told my mother I'm going to give only one exam, one attempt, otherwise I'll practice my MD medicine. I waited for my results for 15 days and when the result came, my rank in the country was first. My percentile was 95% and the second, third and fourth rank was 78, 77, 76 and 70%. People call it magic. I called it law of manifestation. For those 5 months, I was already believing that I was a cardiologist. I had become a cardiologist. When you glue your intention with imagination and put a do not disturb sign, no power on earth can take away your success from you. That is the power that you are gifted with. What is the neuroscience that works behind it? It is the science of amygdala, that is your emotional brain, and your rational brain, which is the prefrontal cortex. And I'm going to explain it to you. What happens when you start believing that this has already happened in your life, I'm already healthy, I'm already a cardiologist, your brain is really afraid of something which is called uncertainty. And the area of brain that is responsible for uncertainty is the emotional center or the amygdala. And that uncertainty of the thoughts of uncertainty are completely making your or posing a threat to your rational brain that is focusing on the work. But when you manifest something in your life, you create an illusion of certainty. You trick your brain. You tell your brain, ki ye to ho chuka hai, ye to hona hi hai. I have manifested this success, so honi hi hai. And when you remove that particular uncertainty, your amygdala goes into a calm state. It stops posing a threat to your rational brain, and your focus, your attention, and science clearly shows that your prefrontal cortex starts designing a plan or a roadmap for your success. It could be your relations. It could be your business, it could be your studies, it could be anything in your life. But if you want to create success in your life, the message is, whatever you want outside must first be created in your mind first. That is the power of rewiring your brain. This is where spirituality is working today. This is where meditation is working today. Meditation is nothing. It gives you a sense and a power of certainty. Yes, this is going to happen. You are going to manifest it in your life. Physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, the way you want to design your life, you can completely manifest it. You avoid what is called as the catastrophic thinking or the negative thinking. Why this is important? Because our brain is working like a projector. If you put something negative or uncertain, it is going to magnify like these small slides are. And that is why spirituality tells you, remove uncertainty, pour your minds with positive and powerful thoughts. Positive socho. Kyun socho? This is the reason. You can create keval ek vichar. You know the power of one thought. Hazaron nahi. Ek vichar hamare jeevan ko sampoorn roop se badal sakta hai. That is the power of our thoughts. My fourth story. Small changes create miracles. Rewiring your brain is an art of consistency. You can use it in any way you want in your life. You can design your life the way you want. When I came back from America in 2001, at that particular time, my weight was 97 kgs. I was suffering from diabetes, thyroid and hypertension, fatty liver, lipids deranged, and you would not believe, these are my pictures from America in 2001 when I'm standing in front of the Disneyland with my friend, and this was my health. When I came back to India, it was 9th July 2001 and one of my uncles came and said, Beta, kya kar rahe ho? I said, I am studying for cardiology. Achha, you want to become a cardiologist? I said, yes uncle, main cardiologist banna chahta hun. Then you should also have a personality like a cardiologist. This is what he told me that day. His words were like an arrow. They really pierced my heart and brain in a very powerful way. 19th July 2001, I changed my diet and lifestyle. I've never gone to a gym. I've never consulted a dietitian. I eat every day, everything in morning. I sattvic in my life, and I do a very powerful yoga and exercise every day. From 19th July, along with my studies, I started working on my own health. And till 9th February, the day of my cardiology exit exam, I lost 23 kgs of weight. My diabetes, my hypertension, my thyroid disappeared. I regained a whole new personality. That was not the achievement. The achievement is till today, 2025 April, I maintain the same schedule every day in my life without any doubt. Every day my schedule is designed, 3:30 a.m. getting up, 4:45 meditation, 5:30 spiritual version, 5:45 I'm out for my workout, 1.5 hours, 7:15 I'm ready, 7:45 I'm out there in my cath lab operating the cases. It's completely programmed regime. That is how you are. It's about programming. It's about consistency. With consistency, you can achieve anything that you want in our life. That is the gift that we all are gifted with. The third thing, Dr. Gupta, okay, we can program our body, but can our thoughts really program ourselves in illnesses also? Is it possible that we can change our health also by programming our mind? The answer is big yes. And look at this. These are the experiments which are amazing. These are conducted by a renowned orthopedic surgeon of the world, Dr. J.B. Mosley, and what we call it as sham experiments. And this is published in the most accomplished journal of medical science, that is called NEJM. And look at this, what experiments he did. I'll explain you. And this is completely going to leave you in awe. What this guy did was, he is an orthopedic surgeon, and he took people like you. Imagine, just imagine, don't realize, just imagine that all of you had a joint pain in your knees. And I, Dr. J.B. Mosley, I convince you that I am going to operate you guys. And you said, okay, Dr. Gupta, operate us. And I divide you into two groups. To first group, I called into the surgery operation theater. I anesthetize you. I open your knee. I operate your knee. I completely broadcast the surgery live outside. I close your knee, put you in the recovery room, and after 3 days I discharge and measure the improvement index in your life, the improvement in pain. To the second group, what do? I again call you in my operation theater. I anesthetize you. I open your knee, but I don't touch your knee. You are anesthetized. I am only dramatizing as if I am operating your knee, but without touching your knee, I close it as it is. I broadcast the false surgery outside. I take the same time. I send you to the recovery room. But what do I tell you? I tell you that you also have been operated. So in the end, we have two groups. One who are actually operated. One who are actually not operated. But all of you believing that we have been operated. And then he measured the improvement in pain for 6 months. You know what were the results? You would be surprised to hear that improvement in pain was similar in both the groups. Similar in both the groups. How is it possible? Those people who had surgery had improvement, logical. But those people who were actually not operated, they started experiencing the similar level of improvement. Why? Because they believed, they rewired your brain that my brain, my body is knee is completely healthy. The body stopped producing the pain chemicals, the interleukins were significantly decreased, and the release of pain, the manifestation of pain was decreased by 99%. Why? Only by thinking. Nothing more than that, main theek hoon. That belief, that concept completely takes control of your body biochemistry and completely heals yourself. This is where medical science is working, that you can even reprogram and rewire your brain for complete health in your body. I don't want to say and send a wrong message that even in certain difficult genetic diseases, it can create miracles. But yes, the journey of that particular disease becomes much more easier and happier. That is the power that each one of us is gifted with. Look at this. What about serious illnesses? What about illnesses that are really disastrous? I am going to share two experiments. One my own story and one of this wonderful gentleman called Mr. Stomatis Moratis. This will leave you smiling. You know, this is fantastic and very well documented experiment study. This gentleman, Mr. Stomatis Moratis, was a US Army war veteran. He was retired. He retired in 1976 and was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer at that particular time. And what happened was he was given only 3 months to live. So isne kaha yaar ab to marna hi hai. I am supposed to die terminal lung cancer hai. And if I am dying in America, burial would be costing $300. Let me go to my town Ikaria in Greece, where the burial would be costing only $10 to $30. So he flew back to his town called Ikaria, and this is actual pictures from Ikaria. He started planting vineyards. He started reconnecting with his faith. He digitally detoxified himself. He started meditating every day. He started having a vegetarian diet, taking natural walks, socializing with his old friends, with childhood friends, and started living his life completely happily and healthy. 3 months passed. 6 months passed. 6 months changed into 12 months. 12 months into 60 months. 5 years beat gaye. 5 saal baad bolta hai, yaar mujhe to marna tha. I am not dying. What is happening in my life? And you know, he was so much concerned. When 10 years passed by, he flew back to America. All documented. Nothing imaginary. You search for this guy. 10 saal baad ye flight pakad ke America gaye to meet his doctors in America, just to find all those doctors who were diagnosed him with cancer were dead by that particular time. They all died by that particular time. He checked his biopsy reports. He flew back to his town in Ikaria. And he ultimately died at the age of 102 years. And this man is called the man who almost forgot to die. And the place where he is, and the place where he used to live is called the island where people forget to die. Why? Only the programming, the mindset. What is common in these individuals? The common is they have an active lifestyle, a meditative lifestyle, a good sleep and a natural connect, and plant-based vegetarian diet. This is what is common. What is meditation? Positive thinking, natural connect with your own self, a vegetarian diet, a meditative lifestyle. What is meditative lifestyle? Achha sochna. आत्मा को एम्पावर करते हैं ना. व्हाट इज आत्मा? परमात्मा. आत्मा परमात्मा को मैनिफेस्ट करना, उस आत्मिक शक्तियों को अपने जीवन के अंदर मैनिफेस्ट करना. आत्मा क्या करती है? सोच रही है, बुद्धि, मन निर्णय ले रहा है, बुद्धि. और जब हमारी लाइफ में संस्कार बन जाते हैं, हैबिट बन जाते हैं, वो हमारी लाइफ में मैनिफेस्ट करते हैं. सिंपल प्रोग्रामिंग, This is what rewiring your brain is. When you are thinking continuously about something, you are changing your own lifestyle. This is the power that we are gifted with. That is what I want to tell you. And this is what happened with me. You know, when I was suffering from this particular disease, I was operated in 2005. After an 8-hour surgery, this mass was taken out of my brain. And I thought, Mohit, ab tu theek ho gaya. I was taking 16 tablets even at that time. Doctors were designing regime. And only 6 months later, look at this, what happened in my brain. I developed another lesion in my lower brain, cerebellum. Posture mein dikkat aa gayi. Proper chal nahi paata tha. Headache hota tha again dobar. Surgeon said, Dr. Gupta, now you can't be operated. We are running out of options. We are already out of options. We cannot do anything more than that. And at that time, I was following Brahma Kumaris. I knew I had to do something new. People were saying, yahan chalte hain, wahan chalte hain. Doctors from America, from Bangalore, from Delhi, everybody designing the regime, nothing working on my brain. And at that time, I went to one of the very senior yogis of Brahma Kumaris. Very senior. Imagine, a cardiologist and a spiritualist. Imagine the amalgamation. And I just asked her, we used to call Dadi Gulzar, you know, the additional chief at that time. This is what we used to call her lovingly. I said, Dadi, I have developed this lesion again. What should I do? You know what she answered? She said, Mohit, you are a yogi soul. Yoga ka prayog apne upar karo. Use the power of yoga to heal yourself. I only asked one more question. I said, how should I do it? And she smilingly whispered few things to me. She said, reject the disease out of your body. Morning mein utkar, rose meditation karte huye, free and make your brain completely free out of the disease. 3rd January were these scans. 4th January 2006, I started doing focused healing meditation for my brain. I used to get up at 3 a.m. I used to reject the disease out of my brain, and using the power of those pure, loving and happy, enlightening power and energy from God, I used to make my brain completely fulfilled. I did it for 1 year when people were saying, Mohit, MRI kara, kuch ho jayega, maine kaha, kuch nahi hoga, I am going to do this for 1 year and see the results. And you know, when I followed up for 1 year, after 1 year my scans were done, I was completely free of the disease without any surgery. As a scientist, I am telling you, not as a person who is like, you know, as a scientist, I have used this power, and today I am telling you that the power in belief in thoughts is magical. This is where the science of Raj Yoga meditation is going. We are now having more and more published papers that it is reprogramming and rechanging your brain. That is the power that each one of us is gifted with. So that is what I want to really tell you, that take this message today, that you have the power to heal yourself. Let me run you through that your thoughts are also affecting your food. Dr. Masaru Emoto's fantastic experiments have shown that how beautifully your thoughts are also affecting the way you are drinking water. Look at the changes in the water. Aap yahan par dekhte hain na, didi batate hain aapko, hamesha pani ko energy do, bhojan ko energy do. Why? Kya zarurat hai? Pani to hai yaar, charnamriti to hai. Ganga jali to hai, pani to hai na, us pani ko hum aise piyenge, usko sar par rakhenge. Why? Because it is scientifically shown that what energies you are giving to water is also changing the structure of the water. It is also changing the structure of the food. It is also deciding the way our plants are, nature, prakriti bhi hamare vicharon ko respond karti hai. Today we have all the evidences, my dear friend. That is the message I want to give you, that unlock the powers that each one of you is gifted with. It's immense. It's magical. Our meditation is like unlocking the God gene in you, you know. The God gene. You are the masters of your own self. You are the creators of your destiny. Unlock that power. This is where the power of meditation is working. 1440 minutes you are gifted with. You know, I am asking only for 20 minutes to program your life. Meditation is one of the most powerful epigenetic tools to do it. One of the most powerful epigenetic tools. And why? Just as you charge your mobile, meditation is all about charging your own mindset. Your own mindset with powers of purity, of knowledge, of love, of God's happiness and joy, and that is where you experience the anandam or the blissful stage in your life. I'm going to show you in the last slide the power of meditation on our brain. Look at this, what happens to your brain when you are actually meditating. You would be thinking, kya baith jate hain kuch hoga to nahi. No, there is neuroscience that is running behind it, how your brain gets synchronized. These are the recordings, the images from magnetoencephalogram. A normal brain has a completely imbalanced brain wave. Look at this, a brain where right and left hemisphere are imbalanced, which is prone to anxiety and depression. Choti choti baatein, and we are anxious, we are depressed, but only 15 minutes of meditation, look at this, what happens to your brain. 20 minutes is what you require to create a complete harmony between your right and left brain that gives you a more integrated and a more emotionally stable person. Today, my dear friends, we are working only with our left brain. Karm mein believe karte hain ki hum to bhai karm kaam karte hain. Karma is only left brain. It is reasoning, it is logical, it is scientific. But let me tell you, meditation tells you to activate your right brain, which is loving and compassionate. And this is what gives you 100% success and healing in your life. This is the power of yoga and meditation. So gone are the times, my dear friends, where we used to believe that our meditation is just going like a spirituality, ki humne Bhagwan ka naam le liya. No, start manifesting, start rewiring, start inventing your life, my dear friends. You all are gifted with beautiful powers. The meditation, Raj Yoga meditation, can completely redesign your destiny. At the end, you know, I don't know whether we are going to meet again or not, but let me tell you one thing, that you will always remember this day, that one day somebody really unraveled the science of meditation in front of you. Never forget this day, that your destiny is completely in your own hand. A group of people like you went to a saint and said that we don't have time, our lives are so busy, bahut busy rehta hai life mein, we don't get time to actually experience this meditation. When should we remember God, or when should we practice meditation? And he was a smart guy, and he said, you only remember God one day before you die, that is more than enough. They were very happy. Only one day before, ek din se kaam chal jayega. He said, yes, ek din se kaam chal jayega. And one of you turned back and said, par humko ye to malum hi nahi ki hum kab marenge. Then he said, then you remember today, because tomorrow what is going to happen, we don't know. So my dear friends, time to change your life is not today, it's now. It's now. I'm going to leave you with one slide, and it's going to be the most emphatic message for you in your life. You can take your mobile and take a shot of it. And this is one of the most beautiful messages that I always keep with me. And this message is, today is first day of rest of my life. From today, it's up to you how you design your life. Your thoughts, the way you think, the way you decide in your life is completely going to rewire your brain. It's going to design your destiny. Whatever has happened in past is past. But today you have a chance, a choice to completely change your life forever, my dear friends. So let us sit back only for a minute in silence and give a powerful thought to our own selves to redesign our own life. Just see yourself as a peaceful soul. Take a deep breath and just relax. Ease out your body. Visualize yourself as a point of light, a energy, a lovely blossoming soul, an angel of God. I choose to embrace God's love and God's purity in my life. I choose to clean my mind
of all the anger, of all the irritation. Feel that lightness. Let the energy flow. My self is completely pure, overflowing with God's love and joy. My body is free of disease, a perfectly healthy body. My relations are peaceful, are loving, and are compassionate. Visualize them manifested in your life. Look at your future, a perfect future, the way you want. Everything manifesting in your life. Your powerful, peaceful thoughts are creating your destiny. Your success is manifested. Just feel the light and the energy. No other thought. Peace, love, and God's purity is the essence and the power. I am a God's angel, a peaceful and a loving angel. Om Shanti. 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 Thank you for a very patient hearing. Thank you. You have any questions or any particular doubts? Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, why not? Why not? Yeah. You have to be a little louder, though. Yes. Yes, it's very neutral. It's very neutral. एक संकल्प यदि कंस्ट्रक्शन भी कर सकता है और डिस्ट्रक्शन भी कर सकता है. दैट इज द पावर ऑफ वन थॉट. पावर ऑफ वन थॉट, द कैटलिस्ट इज द चॉइस. यू नो वी आर गिवन चॉइसेस एट एवरी मोमेंट. आपका विचार, आपका कर्म जो है वो चॉइसेस से गवर्न होता है. तो अगर आपका पॉजिटिव थॉट है, 17 seconds, यू नो इट हाउ इट वर्क्स, इट्स वेरी मैजिकल. विद इन 17 seconds वन न्यूरॉन इज फॉर्म्ड. एंड व्हाट इट सेज इज अवर बॉडी हैज अ वेरी टिपिकल हैबिट कि एक विचार के बाद एक साइकिल चालू हो जाता है, और वो साइकिल चालू होने के बाद वो कंटिन्यूअसली एक रिडंडेंट साइकिल में चलता है. 5 cycles में अगर वो 17 seconds उस थॉट्स को हम बार बार करते हैं, वो हार्ड वायर होने लग जाता है. तो पॉजिटिव है, नेगेटिव है, वो डिसीजन वो हमारे ऊपर होता है. उसी के लिए ये ज्ञान बहुत आवश्यक है. अब आप इसको लॉजिकली समझिए. जब आपको, डू यू स्मोक? नो. आई टेल यू, प्लीज स्मोक टूडे. आपको मैंने एक विचार दिया, आपकी बुद्धि क्या कहेगी, करना चाहिए नहीं करना चाहिए? यस और नो? करना चाहिए नहीं करना चाहिए? इट विल से नो. यू विल नॉट ब्रिंग इट इनटू एक्शन. व्हाट विल हैपन? इट विल नॉट मैनिफेस्ट इनटू अ कर्मा. आई से ही इज अ पुअर पर्सन, हेल्प दिस पर्टिकुलर पर्सन. योर बुद्धि विल से करना चाहिए. यू ब्रिंग इट इनटू अ कर्मा, यू डू अ कर्मा, इट गिव्स यू अ स्क्रैच ऑन योर ब्रेन. यू नेक्स्ट टाइम सी अ पुअर पर्सन, यू अगेन हेल्प दैट पर्सन, इट लीव्स अ डीवर स्क्रैच ऑन योर ब्रेन. यू कीप ऑन डूइंग दैट रिपीटेडली, इट गिव्स यू अ संस्कार. उसके बाद आपकी बुद्धि शांत हो जाती है. वेन एवर सी यू अ पुअर पर्सन, यू विल नेचुरली स्टार्ट हेल्पिंग दिस. दिस इज हाउ अवर बॉडी इज गेटिंग प्रोग्राम्ड. दिस इज हाउ. व्हाट आई एम टेलिंग यू इज विचारों की शक्ति को यूज करके देखिए. तो आध्यात्मिकता हमें आत्मा यानी मन जो सोच रहा है, बुद्धि जो निर्णय ले रही है, और कर्म जो हम मैनिफेस्ट कर रहे हैं उसकी नॉलेज दे देती है. और ये सब कैसे मैनिफेस्ट करते हैं? ये हमारे ब्रेन के उन 2 organs के द्वारा करते हैं. और ये मैं आपको बहुत अच्छी तरह समझाता हूं, आपको बड़ा क्लियर समझ में आ जाएगा. अब इस चीज को आप समझना, हाउ इट हैपन्स इज हमारे ब्रेन में 2 parts होते हैं. लॉजिकली समझना सबको, जिसको नहीं भी मेडिकल साइंस या नहीं भी पढ़ा हुआ है उसको भी क्लैरिटी हो जाएगा. हमारे ब्रेन में एक सेंटर होता है इमोशनल ब्रेन,
यानी इमोशनल ब्रेन जो कि लिजर्ड ब्रेन है जिसको हम लोग लिम्बिक सिस्टम कहते हैं, और दूसरा इवॉल्व ब्रेन है जो बहुत एडवांस ब्रेन है, वो हमारा फ्रंट में होता है जिसको प्री फ्रंटल कॉर्टेक्स कहते हैं। कोई भी थॉट आप लाएंगे, यानी कोई पॉजिटिव या नेगेटिव थॉट लाते हैं, कोई सिचुएशन आती है, किसी व्यक्ति ने यदि हमारे ऊपर क्रोध किया या हमको हर्ट किया, हमको नुकसान पहुंचाया, तो हम लोग डिस्टर्ब होते हैं नहीं? यस और नो बताइए। होते हैं सभी लोग, होते हैं ना, अभी भी होते हैं, देखो यहां आने के बाद भी बोल रहे हैं, होते हैं, है ना। देखो क्या अच्छी बात है, ऑनेस्टली कन्फेस। अब सुनो उसको कैसे काम करता है, बड़ा सिंपल है। जैसे ही कोई नेगेटिव हर्ट क्रिएट करने वाली बात हमारी लाइफ में होती है, सबसे पहली हमारे ब्रेन में कौन सा ऑर्गन एक्टिव होता है? लिम्बिक सिस्टम एक्टिवेट हो जाता है, वो बड़ी तेजी से एक्टिवेट होता है। इससे पहले हमारा आगे सोचने वाला ब्रेन एक्टिवेट हो, वो इमोशन उसको फायर करने लग जाता है, और इमोशंस कौन से निकलेंगे? गुस्सा निकलेगा, इरिटेशन निकलेगी हमारे मन के अंदर, उसके प्रति एकदम नेगेटिव भावनाएं निकलेंगी, इतनी पावरफुल निकलती हैं, इट कीप्स ऑन थ्रोइंग लाइक अ सर्कल। जब तक वो सर्किट हमारे रैशनल ब्रेन की तरफ जाती है, हमारा इमोशनल सेंटर ऑफ ब्रेन उस एरिया को काउंटर कर लेता है, सप्रेस कर लेता है। इसलिए क्रोध में, इमोशंस में सोचने और समझने की शक्ति हमारी समाप्त हो जाती है। यही तो साइंस है उसके पीछे, और कुछ भी नहीं है। दिस इज हाउ अवर लाइफ इज वर्किंग, कि इमोशनल सेंटर इतना पावरफुल एक्टिवेट हुआ कि रैशनल सेंटर है वो सप्रेस हो जाता है, और इसलिए हम कहते हैं दीदी मुझे क्या हुआ, मुझे गुस्सा आ गया, इन दैट पर्टिकुलर मोमेंट मैंने ऐसा कह दिया उसको, मुझे कहना नहीं चाहिए। अब जब वो समझ में आता है, सिचुएशन शांत होती है, हमारा इमोशनल सेंटर शांत होता है, तब हमारे मन में क्या फीलिंग आती है? रिग्रेट आता है, पश्चाताप आता है, नेगेटिव आता है। क्यों? क्योंकि अब वो सोच रहा है लॉजिकली, यार नहीं करना चाहिए था, इसको बेटर तरीके से मैं कर सकता था। इसलिए उस इमोशनल स्टेबिलिटी को लाने के लिए वो विचारों की शक्ति हमारे दोनों को लगाम की तरह कंट्रोल में रखती है। मेडिटेशन करती क्या है? इमोशंस आएंगे, बाहर से नेगेटिव चीजें आएंगी, एनर्जी आएंगी, लोग मेरे अनुसार नहीं होंगे, परिस्थिति भी मेरे अनुसार नहीं होगी, बाहर जाएंगे वो मेरे को नेगेटिव बोलेंगे, लेकिन मैं अपने अमिग्डाला, अपने लिम्बिक सिस्टम को शांत रखता हूं। आई डोंट अलाउ इट टू फायर अगेन एंड अगेन। अब कॉन्शियसली इसको करके देखना। अब आज जब जाओगे, एक दिन के लिए यहां पर सब बातें सुनोगे ना, एक दिन के लिए, कल शाम तक फिर कोई ऐसी बात होगी, मोबाइल में कोई मैसेज आएगा, गुस्सा चढ़ेगा, फोन लगा के बोलने लग जाएंगे, उस समय कहना नहीं, मेरा लिम्बिक सिस्टम, मेरा इमोशनल ब्रेन शांत है, एब्सोल्युटली कूल, एंड व्हेन यू आर टेकिंग दैट पर्टिकुलर डिसीजन, यू आर गोइंग टू बी वेरी पावरफुल। और पता है इसके पीछे क्या साइंस है? इसके पीछे बड़ा लॉजिक है, मैं आपको समझाता हूं, आप देखना इसके पीछे। ये पर्टिकुलर जैसे एक किताब है, आप देखना, यह बहुत सुंदर रूप से आपको दीदी भी सुनाते हैं कि अगर इस किताब को मेरे को पढ़ना है और मैं आपको कहूं ऐसे पढ़ो, तो पढ़ पाएंगे नहीं पढ़ पाएंगे? यस और नो? नो। अगर मैं आपको कहूं इस किताब को पढ़ो, पढ़ पाएंगे नहीं पढ़ पाएंगे? नहीं पढ़ पाएंगे। अगर मैं आपको कहूं ऐसे पढ़ो, तो पढ़ पाएंगे या नहीं पढ़ पाएंगे? दिस इज अटैचमेंट, दिस इज डिसोसिएशन, एंड दिस इज डिटैचमेंट। You see, when you are detached, maintaining an appropriate distance in your life, relations में distance, life में distance, ये निर्णय जो है, ये हमारी thoughts हमको दे देती है। Clarity हुआ सबको? Yes or no? है ना? इसको use करके देखो, ये राजयोग का meditation और कुछ है थोड़ी ना। अब ऐसा थोड़ी ना, मुझसे लोग बोलते हैं डॉक्टर मोहित जब आप ऑपरेट करते हैं तो ऑपरेट करके क्या आप मेडिटेट करेंगे? अब आप इमेजिन करो, पेशेंट टेबल पर है और उसके सामने मैं जाके कहूं तुम भी आत्मा हो, मैं भी आत्मा हूं, तुम्हें भी मैं ऑपरेट करने वाला हूं, मैं भी, वो कहेंगे भाई आर यू देयर टू? नो, दैट इज द स्टेट ऑफ माइंड दैट यू क्रिएट। यू आर इन दैट ब्लिसफुल स्टेट, बैलेंस्ड है। व्हेन यू आर डूइंग दैट कर्मा, योर हैंड्स आर ऑटोमेटिकली मूविंग। व्हाई? डिसीजन पावर बहुत पावरफुल है, निर्णय की शक्ति बहुत पावरफुल है, तो वो डिस्टेंस हमारे मन में आ जाता है। एनी अदर क्वेश्चन? हां बोलिए ना। इमेजिन विल नेवर मेक एनीथिंग हैपन इन योर लाइफ, विजुअलाइजेशन एंड मैनिफेस्टिंग इट इज गोइंग टू हैपन। व्हाट आई डिड वॉज वेरी सिंपल, आई जस्ट टोल्ड माई ब्रेन एज आई वॉज टोल्ड बाय दादी वेरी रिस्पेक्टफुली। उन्होंने कहा यह तुम्हारा घर है, इस घर के अंदर कोई नेगेटिव चीज को रखना चाहोगे? वुड यू लाइक टू डेकोरेट समथिंग अगली और बैड इन योर ड्राइंग रूम? नो। तो दिस इज माई ड्राइंग रूम। आई सेड कम ऑन, दिस इज नॉट, यू आर गोइंग टू बी विद मी फॉर एवर, गेट इट आउट ऑफ माई ब्रेन। एंड फॉर दैट पर्टिकुलर एनर्जी आई कॉम्प्लीमेंटेड मेडिसन विद मेडिटेशन विद पावर्स ऑफ प्योरिटी, ऑफ हीलिंग, ऑफ हैप्पीनेस, of joy and of bliss. तो मैं पानी को भी एक घंटा सामने रख के चार्ज करता था, उस पानी को भी एनर्जी देता था कि ये पानी जब मैं ड्रिंक करूंगा सवेरे मॉर्निंग के अंदर, उस पानी को एक घंटा मेडिटेशन के बाद मैं वहीं पर ही पी लेता था. दैट इज वॉट आई यूज टू डू. एंड इन दैट वन आवर ऑफ स्टेट आई वॉज इन कंप्लीट ब्लिस. I was completely reprogramming my brain and visualizing that my brain is as healthy as it was in my childhood. This is called counterclockwise aging. Dr. Eric Kandel ke saath Dr. Eben hai. Dr. Eben ne iske upar bahut sundar studies ki hain. Unhone kya kiya ki aap jab bimar ho to aap apne brain aur body ko us samay ke hisab se visualize karo jab aap bilkul healthy the. ये एक्सपेरिमेंट्स मैंने आपको दिखाए नहीं, दीज आर कॉल्ड काउंटर क्लॉकवाइज एजिंग. एंड व्हेन यू स्टार्ट विजुलाइजिंग योरसेल्फ दैट यू आर एज हेल्दी एज यू वर अर्लियर एंड यू यूज पावर ऑफ मैनिफेस्टेशन एंड मेडिटेशन इन योर लाइफ, मिरेकल्स हैपन इन योर लाइफ. कैटलिस्ट केवल एक शब्द है, कैटलिस्ट केवल एक शब्द है, ध्यान रखना, बिलीफ. विश्वास नहीं है कुछ भी नहीं होगा. लोग कहते हैं डॉक्टर मोहित आपके लिए तो हो गया, हमारे लिए तो कभी भी नहीं होता है. क्यों? जितना बिलीफ है उतनी मैनिफेस्टेशन है. तो बचपन से परमात्मा के प्रति हमने अपने आप को समर्पित रखा, परमात्मा के प्यार के प्रति हमने अपने आप को समर्पित रखा. देन गॉड इज ड्राइविंग योर सीट, ही इज वर्किंग लाइक एन एनर्जी. परमात्मा को स्पेयर व्हील की तरह यूज नहीं किया, उसको हमने अपनी लाइफ में स्टीयरिंग व्हील की तरह यूज किया, उसकी शक्तियों को अपनी लाइफ में यूज किया. एंड देन हिज पावर्स आर मैनिफेस्टिंग. सो माय मैसेज इज बैलेंस और अमेलगमेट साइंस विद स्पिरिचुअलिटी इन योर लाइफ. कहीं पे भी यूज करो, रिलेशंस में यूज करो, हीलिंग के लिए यूज करो, मनी चाहिए उसके लिए यूज करो, प्रोफेशनल सक्सेस के लिए चाहिए, कुछ भी चाहिए, यू यूज दिस, इट्स मैजिकल, इट्स प्योर ब्लिस एंड मैजिक. You just believe and you will see it's coming to you. मैं हमेशा कहता हूं your success is on your way. आपकी success और आपके बीच में केवल आपके negative विचार distance बनाते हैं. It's already on its way. Any other question? Yes? Consistency is about repetitive. देखो जिंदगी में जिस भी चीज के लिए time चाहिए उसके लिए हम लोग निकाल पाते हैं. Consistency के लिए अपने आप की programming बहुत जरूरत है. जब आपको, आप क्यों भोजन के लिए कंसिस्टेंट हो, क्यों नहाने धोने के लिए कंसिस्टेंट हो, क्यों वर्क के लिए कंसिस्टेंट हो, क्यों? बिकॉज यू फील इट इज नीडेड इन योर लाइफ. सिमिलरली व्हाट आई डिड वाज आई टोल्ड माय सेल्फ दैट आई नीड दिस, मुझे इस चीज के लिए समय चाहिए. अब आज कुछ भी हो जाए, इररिस्ट्रिक्टिव ऑफ हाउ माई शेड्यूल्स आर रनिंग, किसी भी प्रकार से करें, मैं अपनी लाइफ में डेली इस चीज को मैनिफेस्ट करता हूं. उस चीज के लिए मैं समय जरूर निकालता हूं, चाहे आधा घंटा निकालूं, पौना घंटा निकालूं. आज मॉर्निंग में भी आई केम एट 11 इन द नाइट मॉर्निंग में योग मेडिटेशन के बाद आई हैड अ वन एंड हाफ आवर्स वॉक, गॉट रेडी एंड आई केम बैक हियर. क्यों? क्योंकि मन के अंदर वो प्रोग्रामिंग बनाया हुआ है, आई विल डू दैट पर्टिकुलर थिंग. तो ध्यान रखना, कंसिस्टेंसी इज अबाउट शोइंग अप एवरी डे. इफ यू फील द नीड, if you feel ki yes it is needed, you will start manifesting. Otherwise you will always create gaps, you will always end up giving reasons. Humne kara to sahi, hum Mount Abu gaye, bahut acha meditation laga, 4 din ke andar hame aisa laga swarg ho gaya, hum ghar gaye, lekin didi kya kare, fir dobara hamari life aisi ho jati hai, fir life mein wahi situation aa jati hai. Kyun? Program karke jao. This 3-day workshop is a programming workshop. Uske andar apne brain ko iski importance samjhao ki I have to do it. Irrespective of whatever my schedules are, 20 to 30 minutes, I have to do it. Aaj life programmed hai. Aaj main operate, I'm very actively doing my work. But ghar se bahar niklunga, morning meditation done. Spiritual versions perfectly, jisko hum log roz padhte hain murli, wo bilkul done. Apna pura workout, bhojan vagera, everything done. Everything finished, then I walk out of my home. 6 बजे निकलना है, आई विल प्रीपोन माय स्केड्यूल. लेकिन ये शेड्यूल इसी प्रकार से रहता है. ये किसका कॉन्सिक्वेंस है? प्रोग्रामिंग का. तो चेंज करो, प्रोग्रामिंग करो. और ये आप सबकी अपनी जर्नी है. एक एक व्यक्ति को अपने मन में देखना है. डोंट गेट इंप्रेस्ड बाय अदर्स. उसने किया तो मैं भी करूं, वो कर सकता है तो मैं भी करूं. नहीं, मुझे करना है. आई हैव टू डू इट फॉर माई सेल्फ. डू इट, आई एम टेलिंग यू, लाइफ इज गोइंग टू बी प्योर ब्लिस. जो मैजिक होता है ना लाइफ में, जो आप देख सकते हो, टुडे आई डिजाइन माय लाइफ. मैं सोचता हूं चीज मैनिफेस्ट होती है, मैं करता हूं चीज मैनिफेस्ट होती है. क्यों? प्योरिटी ऑफ थॉट्स है, परमात्मा के साथ कम्युनियन है. वो कहता है एवरीथिंग इज गोइंग टू गो द वे यू वॉन्ट. दैट इज द पावर दैट वी आर गिफ्टेड विद. रीवायरिंग इज नॉट अ वेरी यू नो कॉम्प्लेक्स फिनोमेना, इट्स वेरी सिंपल. दैट इज द पावर ऑफ थॉट वी आर गिफ्टेड विद. यस यस यस. लाउडर एंड ब्रीफ. ये कंट्रोल वर्ड बहुत गंदा है, क्योंकि लाइफ में कभी भी हम किसी को कंट्रोल नहीं कर पाते, चेंज नहीं कर सकते. व्हाट यू डू इज, आई विल टेल यू, बहुत सिंपल. व्हाट एवर इमोशंस आर कमिंग, एक्सेप्टेंस इज द फर्स्ट थिंग. पॉजिटिव नेगेटिव, दे आर योर ओन. उसको देखो, नर्चर मत करो, उसको ऑब्जर्व करो प्यार से. कोई नेगेटिव बात भी आती है तो क्यों आ रही है, किसकी वजह से आ रही है, किस सिचुएशन किस फिनोमेना की वजह से आ रही है, डिटैच होकर उसको एनालाइज करो. उसको एनालाइज करके उसको एक्सप्लेन करो, दिस इमोशन इज नॉट वर्थ इट. अगर मैंने इसको रखा, इट इज गोइंग टू क्रिएट अ होस्ट ऑफ नेगेटिव इमोशंस इन माय माइंड. ये मेरे मन को डिस्ट्रॉय कर देगी. क्योंकि क्या होता है ना, वो खिचड़ी जब कुकर में पकती है तो हमारे हेल्थ को ठीक करती है, लेकिन वो दिमाग में पकती है तो हमारी लाइफ को डिस्ट्रॉय कर देती है. इसलिए उस इमोशन को प्यार से एक्सप्लेन करते हुए चेंज करो, ट्रांसफॉर्म करो. कंट्रोलिंग एनीथिंग विल लीड टू दैट इमोशन कमिंग इन अ मच मोर पावर लेटर ऑन. But when you explain anything negative, anything that you really don't want, it will understand and it will settle down. So settle like a pebble in your life. That is what I use in my life. Aaj bhi, I am telling you, it's been 38 years in this knowledge. Even today, I work on myself every day. I work on my irritation, I work on my small things, trying to improve, trying to take control completely of my own self. It's a natural process the way you evolve in your life. Okay na? So, aap is cheez ko use karke dekho. Ek din ke liye karke dekho. Ki koi bhi baat aayi, main control. Shant. This is not the way you are going to do. Make a pause. Isi ko to hum kehte hai na, reaction or response. Between reaction and response, reaction is instantaneous, impulsive. Response is when you do a pause. When aap 2 second lage. To koi bhi aaye na, aaj ke baad ek cheez aur practice karna. Koi bhi vyakti kuch bhi bole, mujhe pause lekar. 5 second ruk jao, suno, and then you respond. Invariably, your answer, your way you will be doing will always be right. Batai. Very nice, na? To ab bachchon ko अगर लाना है, इंट्रोड्यूस करना है. वी वर नेवर इंट्रोड्यूस टू ब्रह्मा कुमारी. लेट मी टेल यू, आई टेल यू हाउ दिस गोज ऑन. सो माई फादर इज अ गैस्ट्रोएंटरोलॉजिस्ट, माई मदर इज अ गायनेकोलॉजिस्ट, एंड माई यंगर सिस्टर इज अ एंटरप्रेन्योर, शी इज ऑल्सो फॉलोअर. सो वी वर नेवर इंट्रोड्यूस्ड, क्योंकि बच्चे कभी भी बोलकर नहीं बदले जा सकते. बच्चे घर के एनवायरमेंट को देखकर बदलते हैं, बच्चे घर की नर्चरिंग को देखकर बदलते हैं. दे हैव अ वेरी पावरफुल, इनफैक्ट ऑब्जर्वेशन पावर बच्चों की इज साइंटिफिकली डॉक्यूमेंटेड 15 टाइम्स मोर देन व्हाट अ एडल्ट पर्सन विद अ आईक्यू ऑफ मोर देन 100 इज. तो इसलिए दे आर ऑब्जर्विंग एवरीथिंग, बट देयर एक्सप्रेशंस आर ऑफन लेस. इसलिए अगर आप उनको इंट्रोड्यूस करना चाहते हो, सबसे पहले आप इस चीज को अपने लाइफस्टाइल में लेकर आओ. उनको सपोर्ट दो, उनको टाइम दो, उनकी भावनाओं को समझो, उनके इमोशंस को समझो. दे कुड बी पॉजिटिव, दे कुड बी नेगेटिव, दे कुड नॉट बी अलाइनिंग विद द वेज थिंग्स आर, बट दे आर देयर इमोशंस. व्हेन वी गिव रेस्पेक्ट टू देयर इमोशंस एंड दे अंडरस्टैंड हाउ माय मदर इज बिहेविंग, हाउ हर एक्शंस आर प्रोएक्टिवली टुवर्ड्स दिस, दे क्रिएट मैजिक. आई टेल यू, माय मदर नेवर एवर, कितनी बारी गलतियां हमसे हुई, कभी भी आज दिन तक मदर ने यह नहीं कहा मोहित तुमने गलत किया, यू शुड नॉट हैव डन दिस. शी विल क्वाइटली ऑब्जर्व. मुझे पता है उन्होंने नोट कर लिया है, मुझे यह भी पता है कि मुझे नहीं करना चाहिए था. एंड वन डे शी विल बी सिटिंग एंड क्वाइटली सेइंग कि पता है उस दिन वो जो हुआ था ना, यू कुड हैव डन दिस इन अ बेटर वे बेटा. यू सी द आर्ट ऑफ कम्युनिकेशन. एंड आई विल स्माइलिंगली से मॉम आई रियलाइज दैट डे. कहती है आगे से ध्यान रखना, कोई बात नहीं, कभी कभी हो जाता है. टीचिंग, दैट्स एन आर्ट. तो शिक्षा क्षमा के साथ देनी है, और बच्चों को सिखाना है तो घर के एनवायरमेंट को पावरफुल बनाना है. राजयोग मेडिटेशन घर को छुड़ाता नहीं है, घर घर को स्वर्ग बनाता है. घर जब स्वर्ग हो जाता है, मन जब स्वर्ग हो जाता है, तो घर भी हमारा स्वर्ग हो जाता है, और स्वर्ग के अंदर ही बच्चे जो हैं वो ट्रांसफॉर्म हो जाते हैं. तो बच्चों, मम्मी ने हमें हमेशा साथ लेकर गए, और आज भी हम लोग साथ जाते हैं, घूमने जाते हैं, एंजॉय करेंगे, सेलिब्रेट करेंगे. वी विल हैव अ डिनर टुगेदर एवरी डे. When I go back home, I don't go home as a cardiologist or a director professor. I will sit down, घर में आटा गूंदना है, खाना बनाना है, सब काम हम सब लोग करते हैं. साथ में बैठेंगे, enjoy करेंगे, एक दूसरे के साथ enjoy करेंगे. This is what is the power of spirituality. It's the bond that you create, that bond of love that you create. Okay? That is all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mohit भाई. अब डॉक्टर की बात तो माननी पड़ेगी ना, और किसी की माने ना माने, लेकिन डॉक्टर की बात तो माननी पड़ेगी. इसलिए अपना ध्यान रखें, बिकॉज ये लाइफ ये शरीर बहुत वैल्यूएबल है और इसको कैसे चलाना है उसके लिए पहले अपने मन को हमें ठीक रखना है. सो कंट्रोल नहीं करना, शिफ्ट करना है, रिएक्ट नहीं करना, रिस्पॉन्ड करना है. टॉक टू योर सेल्फ विद लव, दैट इज मेडिटेशन. ओके, सो विद दिस वी विल हैव अ शॉर्ट ब्रेक एंड वी विल बी बैक एट 11:30 फॉर आवर नेक्स्ट सेशन. ओके.